Thank you, gentlemen. I will declare the meeting open and we'll start with a prayer. We humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessings on this council. Direct and prosper our deliberations to the glory and welfare of the people of this shire and throughout Australia. Amen. Lockhart Shire Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land, people and pays respect to elders past, present and future and extends a respect of all First Nations peoples in the Lockhart Shire. In accordance with clause 3.21 of the Lockhart Shire Council Code of Meeting Practice, councillors are reminded of their oath or affirmation of office made under section 233A of the Act and their obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. Reminded of our oath or affirmation of office to undertake our duties fairly and impartially, and councillors are reminded that the public gallery, if there is one today, are advised that in accordance with clause 5.33 of the Lockhart Shire Code of Meeting Practice, the proceedings of council meetings are recorded and an audio recording of each council meeting is made available on the council website. Okay. Apologies, we have one from Councillor Matthews and we have a leave of absence for Peter Councillor Sharp. Somebody like to move those? Thank you, Councillor Day. Seconded. Councillor Rockcliffe. All those in favour say aye. Aye. Any requests for leave of absence?
Well, I do, Mr. Mayor, it's for the September and October meetings.
September and October meetings?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Walker?
Yeah.
Councillor Martin? Right, no other requests? Confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting. 19th of June 2023. Councillor Walker, Councillor Marston. Any comments? If not, I'll put that all that in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Declarations of pecuniary and non-pecuniary interests. Being none, I'd also like to remind councillors that they have their, disclosure of interest returns to complete. Back to Sarah, ASAP. Thank you. All right. Mayoral minutes. Report on mayoral and councillor activities. Anyone else got anything to add there? I mentioned you, Councillor Day, in our meeting.
Tito meeting and the on the weekend 4 days we went up to Waho to collect the Indigenous mosaic for the Brook on precinct.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Very good. I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Oh, sorry, did someone move that? Councillor Martin, Councillor Rockcliffe, put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Again, carried. No urgent matters, no notices of motion. Committee reports. We have the minutes of the meeting of the Lockhart Shire Council Audit Risk and Improvement Committee held at Lockhart Shire Council offices and remotely via MS Teams on Wednesday the 5th of July. The recommendation is that the minutes of the Lockhart Audit Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on the 5th of July 2023 be received and the resolutions therein noted. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Hunter, Councillor Driscoll, questions, comments? Any comment on that, Mr. General Manager? Probably the only thing I'd draw attention to, Mr. Mayor, is there was some discussion about the Internal Audit Alliance of Councils that we're a member of and the new guidelines we have to transition to by this time next year. And there's more work to be done, but one of the Alliance member councils have already signalled their support for trying to continue the arrangement under the new guidelines. If we're required by the new guidelines to have an independent chair, that we all look to appoint the same independent person to chair all our ARICs, and that if we're required to employ an internal audit officer, that we look to share that position and possibly, you know, through REROC.
REROC, yeah. Just mentioned through REROC, yeah. Very, very, very good.
All right, we have a mover and seconder. I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye. Minutes of Tourism and Economic Development Steering Committee meeting held on Thursday, 6 July. Actions. This one item in here that I've... something about the...
Item 11.
Would you like to raise that, Councillor Driscoll?
I'll move.
Oh, somebody, can I have somebody move the minutes first? Councillor Rockcliffe, second of Councillor Day. Right, Councillor Driscoll, there was...
Item 11, just wondering how that's going to be handled in Council, where there is a motion put forward that allocates $75,000 from internal restricted fund and $25,000 rollover from the TITO budget for the building activation centre. How are we handling, that's a recommendation from the meeting, how's that handled now in Council, whether that's put on and suggesting there as a workshop, is it a workshop with us, is it a workshop with the TITO group, what happens with that?
Well, first of all, just in relation to the internally restricted funds, I'm not sure whether the Director of Corporate Services could just give the background to how they've been earmarked for economic development.
There's been a $75,000 internally restricted reserve fund, basically from when the TITO position was first created. So my understanding is that when the TITO position was first created, the first year or two, it was funded from a grant program, and the internal reserve was to fund it for another year. But then it was part of funded through salaries and wages, and the reserve just stayed there. The earmarked potential for some use down the track. So that can, if council agree to it, that can probably be an adjustment that can be incorporated into the first quarterly budget review. In regards to the $25,000 unspent, so with last year's budget, or previous year's budget, done the practice with the TITO budget, overall budget, because of the timing of some expenditure, you can't all neatly fit within the 12 months of the budget. So they generally ask that, you know, any unspent fund out of their portfolio can get carried forward, and that process is facilitated through a quarterly budget review. So that will probably go on the first quarterly budget review. As can the internal restricted funds, if council want to go down that path.
So if we pass this today, that recommendation becomes done and dusted.
It comes to resolution of the council.
So that's $100,000 to go towards that.
Is the money there though? Is the money sitting there? Is that, am I right?
It's in our cash reserves with a label for economic development.
Yeah, right. You're not pulling money away from somewhere else to...
No. This to summarise this very briefly, so with any internal restricted fund, so on average, over the journey since I've been here, it's safe to say we've had between $8.5 million as a cash at the end of the year. Now that has been, for want of a word, contaminated or thrown out of whack because the government over a period of time now has paid our bags in advance. So we got a whack of nearly $5 million into our bank account just before the 30th of June. So our cash position at the moment, as you'll see from the bank statement, is $500 million, and I thought that Councillor Driscoll's eyes would light up with that.
I need. I'm going to go, oh, great.
Yeah. Thank you so good.
Just generalise, we've generally had about $8 to $8.5 million. Now, you go to the Council's audit statements or our quarterly budget review, and there's certain amounts of that $8.5 million, which we've parked for these particular activities if we want to use them. And then there's these unrestricted cash, which hasn't been allocated, which is used to for us to operate and conduct our business.
Yeah.
Does that help make sense?
Yeah.
Very simplistic sort of...
No, it's like our sewage fund that stuff's put away and
that
type of thing.
I was a bit alarmed too. You don't want to be going... Like, they... And no offence to the actual committee, but, I mean, they can't kind of come in and say, well, we'll take money from here and, you know...
Councillor.
Yeah, exactly.
Councillor Hutter?
Oh, so that 75 that was left over from the TETO, is that all that there is?
The 25 is left over from the budget from last year.
Yep.
That's unspent funds from last year.
Yep. And which 75 coming.
So normally I would have a conversation with TETO prior to the first quarterly budget review, or around about now, in preparation, and say, look, these are unspent funds, do you want to carry them forward? And I would carry them forward and... Generally, they'd have some, you know, stuff, but this time they've allocated.
Well, they're asking for $100,000 basically to help start planning for a community business and retail activation hub, which then, if they come up with costings or something, that in future grant programs they might put up for some funding. But that seems a lot of money for planning.
Oh. Yeah, and as for the other part of Councillor Driscoll's question about the workshop, I really can't answer that. I wasn't at the meeting. I wasn't party to the discussion. So I'm not sure what they had in mind. At least one of the councillors.
Councillor Day, were you at the meeting?
Yes, I was. When you explained it there today, you know, it's very transparent.
Well, I would have thought that $100,000 would have built the actual hub.
My main question, though...
Sorry. Questions through the chair, right? Councillor Driscoll.
My main question was if we pass this pass. That's what I wanted to know.
That is a resolution of council, then.
Yeah. My understanding, councillors, is that we want some plans to sort of start being developed, so we've got a starting point to then present to council. This is a potential option to get this precinct, you know, progressed. And then, you know, depending on what the costings of that was or how they wanted to stage it, the money that they potentially earmarked here, if not resolved, go to then do that work. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What the order of the planning of it, though?
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
If you can.
Are we not looking at what we're doing with that? Those two facilities anyway.
Well, that's a brief of the TETO to look at those to make sure that we're, and that they were brought into Main Street to be part of our encouraging small business and all those other issues as well. So I think the concept sound, I just was more concerned about the amount, whether it was just allocated to planning, you know. And
I just thought we were already looking into what to develop those.
Well, I think this is what this is
what it's all about.
Yeah. I mean, if you think back originally with 109 Grand Street, I think the motivation for purchasing that property was for the public toilet.
Facilitation for the spirit of the land and utilisation. Yeah.
And then, of course, with 97 Grain Street, it was really a non-solicited proposal. The public toilet didn't have anything specific in mind. So now it's about looking at how we might marry the two.
Yeah, I have no problem with concept, but the amount of money, I must admit, does seem rather large.
Well, I think it's the director has explained it. It's part of a thing. But I think if we're going to do this, we should do it right. And I think having a planning concept on that is sound business.
Oh, most definitely.
And I don't think they'll spend all that. And I'm sure what's left over would go into it. But yeah. Okay.
We're giving it a 10,000.
So could we at least put a caveat on it that maybe they come back with some quotes etc. for a planning proposal. So that
planning advisors or something.
Yeah, endorsed in principle, subject to quotations for a planning proposal.
I think that it might not be sort of specified here, but my understanding, or the way I've taken it from the Tito, is that we'll get some plans up, and they'll definitely come back to the council for either endorsement or as concept plans, a starting point to what may be proposed and suggested for that precinct.
I think we need to clarify we had a. Did we have a mover and a seconder of that?
This one.
Is it possible to get a grant for that planning?
No, as we've seen, like concept plans don't get covered for this in these grants.
Yeah, no. But is there down the track? Is there a possibility?
Well, we have the money set aside for that. I think what we need to do then is, if they come up with a plan, then we go for a grant to implement.
To implement the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the second part is, should this be run by the Director of Engineering, the planning, or should it be done by Tito? Now that we've approved it,
Well, the Tito reports directly to the General Manager.
Yeah.
So, it's we've employed the Tito to do the job. So, he's then under the direction of the general manager. So I think if we put that caveat in there to say that we come back with some proposal, Councillor Driscoll.
I just don't want to hold it up. My only question was, if we said yes to this 100,000 bang, I trust Tito, totally, and I want to see this happening. We're dilly-dallying with too many things. So if this has been passed, I trust Tito, they come back with something to show us what's going on, well and good.
So if I can just clarify, Mr. Mayor, the motion before you at the moment is that the minutes of the committee be received and the recommendations that need to be adopted. If you adopt the committee's recommendations, they become resolution of the council. At the moment, I think it's suggested that you adopt the recommendations subject to a further report coming back to council regarding the quotation and final planning to be applied.
Yeah.
Okay. Mover and the seconder are happy with that?
Yeah.
Councillor Rockcliffe, you're happy with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah. I'll put that then. So have you got that, Sarah?
Yeah.
Right. I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Again, carried. Right. Moving on to delegates' reports. I haven't seen the Riverina Water.
Peter went out with the
mayor.
Did he go out?
Is
the mayor or what? I'll check that. Okay. Maybe we send it out with the minutes or the council business paper. It might be we won't miss it then. Okay. All right. So we have
sixth or seventh.
Riverina Region Organisation of Councils and the Riverina Water. Somebody like to recommend that the delegates' reports be received and noted? Thank you, Councillor Marsden, Councillor Walker. Any questions? No questions? I'll put that then. All those in favour, say aye. Against, carry. Status report, Tracy of correspondence issued, starting on page 13. Page 16. Councillor Day.
For the notification for the International Days of the Women's 2023, just to ask whether there's been any further updates there on the grant funding.
No, we haven't found any grant programs at this stage anyway.
Mayor, can I take the opportunity just to correct one statement that I've made in the status report?
Certainly.
On page 16, in relation to minute 26/23, the proposed acquisition of land.
Yep.
I was getting mixed up there with the stage 3 of the Lockhart Industrial Estate. That DA has been lodged.
Yep.
And is going. This one here is very close to being lodged. We've got the statement of environmental effects prepared. We do have, an engineering design, but it's just currently being tweaked, so it's only days away from being lodged, but it's not actually lodged like I've said.
Okay, we'll make that notation. Respect of the disaster recovery funding, the portal that still hasn't opened?
Through Ms. Mayor, an email came through late last week, which we believe indicated the portal may be open, but we haven't confirmed that yet.
Right.
Recently, just last Friday, it's like they might have given us access.
So have we got any updated costings on the Emily Street?
Yes, I do have the costing. I believe I was going to email that around. You have all right, me to email that.
Page 17. Page 18, did you want to talk on 109 Grant Street there? Yeah, we decided to proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There's probably a couple of items that are worth mentioning in terms of proceeding. One is the CCTV cameras. Again, just based on previous discussions we've had here, Council's allocated $80,000 to that project through one of the earlier grant programs. The original scope was for the main street of Lockhart and The Rock and the recreation grounds. As I alluded to at previous meetings, we were keen to go with the Telstra proposal because it was a much better quality of camera. And we also were keen to extend the scope. So, for example, with the main street of Lockhart, I think it was originally planned to be just that one block where the shop fronts are. And we thought it would be wise to extend it that bit further to the Lockhart Caravan Park entrance. With The Rock, it's covered. The proposal covers the Avenue of Honour from where the RFS shed is situated to the post office, but we also thought it would be a good idea to extend it to the golf club given the recent events there. So that with that better quality sort of technology and the additional scope, it comes in at around $120,000, which is $40,000 more than what we've allocated under the grant program. We believe that additional cost, we've got most of it covered through unders and overs in other projects in that grant program, and it leaves us short around $12,000 to $13,000, which we think we'll be able to cover through when we report to you in the first quarterly budget review. Otherwise, we felt that additional scope and better technology was the way to go, and we can report more on the funding arrangements at the first quarterly review. The other one that obviously has been a little bit more frustratingly slow, we want to keep moving, was 109 Green Street, which has the toilet block is complete. The men's shed is almost complete, virtually complete, but we were done. Where we were being held up was with the landscaping, because you know what we'd scoped was well over the amount of money we had to spend, so we did end up rescoping some of the seating, and that brings it, you know, into something that's more affordable. And you know, it's not 100% the same as what, you know, we showed originally, but it allows us, you know, to keep moving. So that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether we wouldn't have access to the revised photos of that, have we? I can circulate those if you like.
Yeah, that would be, otherwise,
yeah, it was worth noting that we've just adjustments to get those both of those projects moving.
I guess so,
in discussions with the general manager, etc., and myself, we deemed it appropriate, and just to otherwise we'll be continuing. We're still sitting here in months, get it finished, and we can report that to council as we go along. Thanks for that, Mr. General Manager. The right, we're going to start taking some of these projects off.
It's a lot to complete.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's a lot to complete. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, page 19.
Yes, one question on the EV charging stations. So what level is ours, is the stations? I understand it's levels 1, 2 and 3. And what's the apps that they're on? I've had 3 Tesla drivers in the last sort of month, and I've gone, did you know that there was this? And they said, well, what level is it? And this, and I don't know.
It's a direct
app. And what app is it on? Because they can come up in this search.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. So the app is called PlugShare, which is a non-specific brand. So there's each of the chargers that we... Oh, sorry, each of the chargers out there, that the manufacturer has their own individual app. So PlugShare is one that puts all of the app information. It's maintained by the community, so wherever they log one, the actual chargers are Explorer, and so that's when you get there and you take a barcode. Then an Explorer app will open, and that's how you charge through that. But when you're at the station, but if you're trying to find its location,
yeah,
you could you use PlugShare or Explorer.
And the level they were saying about the different charging times that can vary dramatically from half an hour to 4 hours. So
I'm
on
not
around.
Familiar with the levels, but say for example, the charger at Green Street is the slowest one, so they're 7 kilowatts. The other one's 22. So say Tesla chargers are normally around 150, the superchargers. So these ones are designed that you'll plug in and then you'll leave it while you go and spend money in the town.
Yeah.
They're called destination chargers. I'm not sure what level that would be.
Yeah. Okay.
But quicker than like a home charger, but not as quick as a supercharger that you might find on a highway.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about levels. I might look into that.
Oh, yeah. That guy did a bit of reading and I'll go,
but yeah, I'd say whatever the middle level is, that's probably
4 a.m. is the rock.
Is it?
According to the data.
That's why they went, no, we can just keep going.
Oh, if you can, yeah.
Well, they. And the one that you're on, Creek, there was it wasn't council that decided not to put one there, was it? Was it the funding, or did council decide?
I put it up for funding, but it didn't get approved.
That wasn't us, yeah.
So we could put one there, but we would have to say,
no, we weren't discriminating in Europe.
Some bad PR on Facebook out there.
And well, because the state government actually put in their EV charging plan, because it wasn't a state plan, but you're on people a bit further away from Wagga, but then they did improve the funding.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Any update on our street sweeping?
Yes,
the street sweeper came over to Lockhart the other day and it started raining, so he couldn't get anything done because it's filled up before. So hopefully we'll get it back this week sometime and get it over to the rock as well. But that's the update, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Evan. Actually, there's water going down on Brent. You can almost get through that then. Where are we? Page 22.
Yep.
Councillor Hunter.
The tiles on the pool. I know they can get the yellow, different tiles, is that correct? And are they, nothing still happened?
Through the mayor, did include the project manager on Thursday. He was going back to be surprised to find out yellow and what size he can get. He didn't get back to me by Friday, and Monday he'll get back to me. I'll follow that up, and they know it's a problem.
Very unlikely, and they've just gone on and on and on.
Yes.
Are they trying to get out of the warranty period? Or?
Okay. And page 23, the recommendation of the status report and correspondence pre-T be received. Somebody move. Councillor Day, Councillor Marston. Any questions? Put that. All those in favour say aye. Against. Carried. Item 1 on staff reports, Phase 4 Local Roads and Community Infrastructure Grants Program. Recommendation that in accordance with the outcome of the council workshop held earlier in the day, council nominates the following projects for funding under Phase 4 of the LRCI Grant Program. Part A, Local Road and Community Infrastructure Projects. So we can... The Rock Show Society, Fig Tree Intersection, Pleasant Hills Tennis Courts, Lockhart Community Gym and Wellbeing Centre. Does that mean we've got 36,000 left over? Have we?
139. We put the shed at the golf club and the 100,000 into the toilet.
I thought we put the shed at the golf club and the...
I think that's what we got to. That's what we're
adding
up.
Yeah.
The pleasant
the lockout. Golf club shed.
Storage shed.
I thought they were up to 30, but...
Well, maybe. Well, we'll put...
put 50 and we'll clarify that.
That's nothing to be had. Toilets, repairs, wasn't it?
I think you never remember if it does make it disabled. Well, you could, but of course you may.
Yes, Pleasant Hills Top.
Very correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I make the shed, then what do I make that?
They're
all
older than
upgrade
them and make them
all
abilities.
36
is the over expenditure from Part B.
Yep. Yeah, minimal. Okay, so we got over expenditure from Part B, so we might have to.
Which is being funded by Part A.
Right, okay.
That's what the 36,000 in yellow is.
Okay. All right, so we all. Clear on that?
Yep.
Okay, somebody like to move that? Councillor Rockcliffe, second it. Councillor Walker, any questions, comments? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Again, carry. Item 2, draft plan of management, Crown Reserves, which council is a Crown manager and council owned land classified as community. The recommendation is. That council endorse the amendments made to the draft plan of management as outlined in the report, including the area of the Rock Recreation Ground to be categorised as general community use, and endorse the amenities plan for public exhibition. Have a mover. Councillor Driscoll, Councillor Day. Questions, comments? Not, I'll put that. All those in favour say aye.
Against? Carried. Item 3, request for financial assistance, Lockhart Progress Association. The recommendation is that Council contributes an amount of $500 to the Lockhart Progress Association for Christmas decorations. 2, the same financial contribution be offered to the Rock and Neural Creek Progress Association. 3, the Progress Association is requested to consult shop owners when placing decorations outside their premises or on structures attached to that building. Do I have a mover? Councillor Rockcliffe, Councillor Marsden.
Question,
Councillor Driscoll.
Do we also have to say if we put the decorations on the council tree? Do we have to have some kind of permission in that as well?
Councillor, for Mr. Director, if we put the decorations on our shabby bloody... sorry. Carrying the Rock Avenue, do they have to get approval?
I think one on those. I'll have to come back to you.
Come back?
We're getting permission of everybody else. Okay. Like our main street isn't like one here.
Councillor Hunter?
Your On Creek Progress Association has gone into recess at the moment. This just could be the catalyst to re-spark, reignite, realign. the progress has been created anyway.
Right.
No one to address it at the moment for that.
Right, decorations in the park there would be lovely.
Be lovely. Yeah. Instead of the shelter and the barbie, you see.
All right, well, at least the offer is there. So I'll put any other further questions. Any further questions? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Item 4, request for financial assistance, Southern Sports Academy. Recommendation that in accordance with Section 356 of the Local Government Act, Council makes a $400 contribution to the Southern Sports Academy. Do I have a mover? Councillor Hunter, Councillor Walker. Questions?
Comment
if you'd like.
Very worthy cause.
Thank you.
Many from here go through it.
No, it's good that we continue to support that. Okay, I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye. Against? Gary. Item 5 is a big one. Request for financial assistance. You're on Creek Recreation Ground Management Committee. I hope you've all read this. Recommendation that Council 1, provide financial assistance to the amount of $27,000 to the Huron Creek Recreation Ground Management Committee, and that the contribution be funded from the Community Financial Assistance Section 356 Internally Restricted Reserve. And 2, existing Toro Zero Turn Mower be transported to the Lockhart Depot for council mechanics to undertake an assessment of the repairs required. Any repairs up to the value of $5,000 to be costed to plant running costs. Do I have a mover? Councillor Hunter, Councillor Walker. Questions?
Just got one comment. I mean, with the Rock Golf Club tried one of these mowers, these similar mowers, and I think it lasted about a month and they said it could get a bit quicker. So I just wonder whether they're getting, whether they've had the right advice on what mower they're purchasing.
They have had a bit of advice from the Osborne lot. Yes. They have a similar mower there. Yeah. And they love it, and Osborne then.
Okay, so, right.
Yeah.
And from the pitch, is it?
No, it's around, isn't it?
No, the cylinder, this one they want to purchase is a cylinder mower. That's for the cricket pitch.
For the pitch?
For the green, yeah, for the cricket pitch.
Right.
The Toro is the repair one that they are used to mow around the place. Right. But to maintain the beautiful cricket pitch that they are planning, you need a cylinder mower to do it, not another. You can't do it with another type of mower.
The local golf club was the same.
Is that a similar one to a bowling green type, I think?
I don't know. I don't know exactly on that one. It's about the grass. You like the grass, where you don't have... One of these won't do the rec grounds for the footy owners at all.
Yeah.
The different.
All right, good comment.
Is it well maintained in that too? Like, has they got someone who looks after it? I'm just buying machinery is like with money is council money is fraught with danger, lightning, like because. because that could blow up tomorrow, and that's not really
mine. Yeah.
They got a 3-month warranty on it.
Yeah.
They're hoping to get more.
Okay.
We're going to wrangle for a second.
Sorry, Councillor Marsden.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Just, since we've been on the last couple of years and we've realised about this 356 committee grant, people are now more aware of it. And what's happening is people, actually, you're on, which is fair enough, these guys are okay, I'm happy with how it's going. But I think we must consider that some of the user bodies, or the, if it's the rec grounds or the footy clubs, or whatever, the, normally the rec grounds, because that's the 356, maybe they put some money towards it. This is straight out $27,000 loan, and by next month all our $52,000 allocated will be gone.
It's not a loan, is it?
That's not a loan.
Sorry, this is a grant. You know what I mean.
I'll get you.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that to curtail a few of these instant, you know, by next year, by the 30th, end of August, all our money will be gone out of the 356. But people will be prepared to put in money or put in requests for this meeting on the first month in July every year to grab the money. So I think if we just curtail that and we can put some sort of, maybe they have to supply 25% or something to be determined, I think that would be fair enough, because what well, they could make do with what they got for another year until they do some fundraising or something like that. So it's something that I think we might have to nip in the bud before it's all gone. And then we can't, down the track, well, it's something really important, we can't do it. That's what I'm thinking to me.
Thank you.
And yeah, that's all I have to say. What do we put forward a motion?
I just have one question to the director of Corporate Service. I thought we spent all our Section 356 money last year.
This year?
Oh, this financial year.
Last financial year.
So, what's been proposed is this comes out of the reserve that we've got, so it wouldn't actually impact on our existing budget. So, what we've been doing for the last couple of years is any unspent funds putting into a reserve. Better cater for, say, a bigger request like this.
Yeah, no, I'm happy like this, but I think maybe we should keep an eye on that.
Mr. Mayor. Look, I could go back and ask them if they've got any funds to contribute to it, but I believe that with the irrigation project, they've had a few overruns. So they've actually used current funds on those overruns with power and a few things, so that's probably limited their ability to contribute.
Councillor Rockcliffe.
Being an OX, obviously, and dealer in machinery, I would just like to actually bring into what Councillor Walker said. These machines do take a lot of service and care, and I presume someone is available to do those sort of things, because if it's not, they do deteriorate very quickly.
Well, I guess
they're a machine that is specified, like you can't use it on a golf course, or you can't use it, you know, like they are very specified types of equipment.
Well, I guess we've got two options. We do it ourselves, which means we would have to buy a similar machine to do a turf wicket or and have someone allocated time to go down and mow that facility, or they'd still maintain doing it voluntarily and we bought the machine, but the maintenance of the machine is their responsibility by giving it.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, that's just something to think of. Like we used to
sell them. We just sort of say that, you know, the machine had to be maintained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like same at Oliver, they get theirs serviced and maintained, and they do that themselves, or they go somewhere that needs more. They bought an old second-hand one as well to get the parts off it recently. So.
Well, okay. So You could add to that item one there that the machine to be fully maintained by the Recreation Committee. Is it from the Recreation Committee making this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like to... Who are the mover and the second? Councillor Hunter and Walker, are you acceptable? Are you okay with that?
Well, I am, but I'm just thinking it doesn't matter what you write in there 2 years down the track. It's...
Yes, but I think it, but the same token, having it there is that puts them on notice. So you just can't.
My point more is, you know, and I really want them to have this because I think it's a great asset, but I don't want to open floodgates that we start buying, council starts providing money for machinery. Because I just think it's a depreciating asset. And it's just, you know, and I think they've got to be able to, with those sort of assets, they've got to have a stream of income that can pay for that and have a replacement. Program in place that so it doesn't come back before council when things break down and need replacement.
Councillor Hunter?
Well, that probably all ties in with what Councillor Martin was saying about, you know, it's sort of fun, but there was going to be a review of the 355 committee and see what funds and how they're going. And yeah, I just think that can all be looked at maybe in the review. Mm-hmm. What funds they've got, how they're running, and, you know, what commitments they want and their input into funds as well, you know, because I think people
are... Director, you want to make a comment?
They requested two representatives of the Recreation Management Committee asked for a meeting with me as a result of last council meeting outcome, and they wanted to sort of, I suppose, talk to me and, I suppose, try and get more points across. I did indicate to them that, look, if you want to go down this path, this is your choice, and then to, you know, at some future date ask for, you know, extra funds to support the running of this. I said there's probably going to be a struggle because this is your choice, because the default would be the council could help. It may not be to the standard or with the machinery they want, so they're going down this path and this is their choice. So the, you know, I've sort of indicated to that they would have to look after it.
Wasn't there a request from Lockhart that they want a new track for the golf course, or
they bought one?
Oh, they bought one, so that's covered the rock.
And we knocked them back.
Yeah, and that's what we're worried about. Like, we knocked the rock sort of back, we knocked the Lockhart back. But, I mean, they're happy if they got their own all that now.
But the precedence for the golf course is that you guys, the rock bought a track with a loan from us. So
there was a repayment.
Yeah, the only thing that, Mr. Mayor, through you, what I brought up was that we're already looking at the mower there that's coming over to get repaired, which is going to cost possibly $5,000. Well, that can be eaten up quickly. I guarantee you in machinery. That's why I brought up what I brought up, because, yeah.
Or they can think of ask you on Creek and ask them, Lockhart Shire, to come and do all the mowing. That's all volunteers.
Yeah,
volunteers. Do all the mowing over there for everything.
Yeah. Volunteers.
That's the precedent of buying
it. Yeah.
So you're still happy for that additional settlement?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm happy too.
With all repairs and maintenance to be met by the management committee.
And I think recorded in there too.
Sorry?
And maintenance to be recorded and recorded. You can say, yeah, we did it, but
let's just say that.
It's mine.
Go and check the book. All right, I'll put that then. All those in favour, say aye. Again, everyone is against it, are they? Nobody said favour. All those in favour of the motion, say aye. Against, carried. Thank you. Right. Item 6. Infrastructure for long-term needs of the community. Engineering and Environmental Services report. A recommendation that council notes the information provided in the Engineering and Environmental Services report. Have a mover. Thank you, Councillor Driscoll. Seconder. Councillor Walker, Councillor Driscoll.
Just a really quick question. Do we have, oh, I know we've got a compliance officer, but the amount of pools, I know of pools that have come up in my community and I've never seen them here on the DA list. So I was wondering, do we have, you know, some way of having people comply?
Through Mr. Mayor, yes. So we do have a schedule which lists all the pools and the compliance officer does go and inspect them. So when they're constructed, and then they're annually inspected for compliance. Is that what you...
If he knows about them. If we don't know about them, is there, you know, they're not DA approved. Yeah.
If they're not DA approved, then it would only be if someone was to report it, same as any non-compliance issue, or he happened to see it, or, you know, like aerial images can be checked and things like that. But it would be, similar to most non-compliances. If it's not done properly, then someone would need to report that.
That's
the way that we go.
That's fine. That's my only question. Thank you.
Speaking of our compliance officer, I've been approached by a couple of truck drivers. I believe they've been approached about parking in the streets. Are we aware of, because we do have an issue in the Rock where a lot of, we're very mindful that that's their income and their work and whatever, but I know theoretically we're only going to park a truck for 1 hour in the, but have we made a conscious decision to...
Mr. Mayor, I don't think there's been a conscious decision. I think it's part of his normal route to go around the Rock, and any issues like that he would address at the time. I don't think there's been any direction.
It was kind of more of a friendly, thing, it could be contentious if one is picked up and then the other six or seven that are parking in the semi trailers around the town would be an issue. And I know it is an inconvenience, especially I know for you, Councillor Driscoll, with a big truck parked out in front of your place there. But and I don't know why he insists on parking it there anyway. Well, I don't know, but on the main road, I'm not sure that that's the ideal spot to do it. But anyway, I guess it's fortunate most of them are gone or arrive home later after the compliance officer's knocked off anyway. So, but anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. All right. Any other issues? Do you, Jesse, have anything to add into that?
Just the main thing. Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just the main thing about swimming pools. The main time to pick that up is with the aerial imagery. We can do an audit of that.
Very good. Pick up all the illegal, containers, I suppose. Might keep your mate having this general manager.
They come in and inspect the airport.
Yeah, but you can just voluntary. Well, amnesty.
I think also we need to know not only our swim pools but our enviro systems are also on a regular check as well, aren't they? Yeah.
Once every 20 years, my place, I think.
Oh, well, it could be up next year. Now that you've raised it, all right. I'll put that then. All those in favour, say aye.
No.
Against? Carried. Item 7, planning proposal for variation of the Lockhart LEP 2012-DA53/23. The recommendation that council approves the development application for the proposed change of use of the church into a dwelling house despite concerns relating to permissibility under clause 4.2b of the Lockhart LEP. The remote location of the site, the potential for land use conflict and the potential for approval to create a precedent for other undersized lots within the RU1 zone. The reasons for approval being that the Department of Planning and Environment have provided their concurrence for the development and that there was a similar approval issued in 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Walker, seconder. Councillor Driscoll, did you want to comment on that,
manager plan?
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting proposal, but it makes it difficult for council to refuse an application like that because the department had to give their concurrence, and there was that similar approval issue in 2017.
I read all of the documents. In one, it refers to the lot was recently acquired. I think it was in background paper, and then in the SEC, an environmental thing. There's a Hope and Wish Foundation currently hold a 10-year lease. So who owned it then? Did they?
Yeah, so they're the private owner, and I believe the Hope and Wish Foundation lease
off that private owner. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
Councillor Walker? I was just wondering whether we could put something in place up front to make sure that down the track it doesn't turn into a car yard or something like that. Like, I just know how they will places end up, like down the road, down the track, and I just wondered whether if there's anything council can do to say, well, I know we probably can't, but say that, there's no car bodies or something left there or...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we can put conditions on the approval along the lines of the yard must be kept in a clean state. But we can't really restrict car bodies and stuff like that. But, we can definitely put a condition on the approval saying that, the property has to be maintained to a suitable level.
If that's all we can do, is just do as much as we can.
Full-time job going around cleaning up car bodies.
Well, I just know how those little places end up,
Okay. Everyone. Further questions, comments? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye. Against, carry. Item 8, strategic direction. Investment and bank balances report. Nice to have that all the time. The recommendation is that the June 2023 investment and bank balances report be received and noted, and B, that the responsible accounting officer statement be noted and the report be adopted. Councillor Rockcliffe. Councillor Walker. Questions?
Just for the question, this is probably, way out of left field, but we've got money coming in for road and stuff like that, keeps, the rate coming in, and we seem to have a lot of money sitting there. Can we borrow against this fund held to do the work now to fix the roads, knowing that the money's going to come in from the grants or not?
Mr. Corporate Director.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, if I understand what you're asking, Council, generally most grant programs don't fund expenditure retrospective. So if we did work to refer a road and we had a grant application in for it, that would probably contravene the criteria of the grant. Usually you've got to get approval and then you start the work. That's sort of what you were.
No, that's all right. I just thought if we had the approval and money was the hold up.
Generally, money's even with most grants these days. You do the work, then you get milestone repayments. I don't believe money's the issue of stopping us doing work.
But there are instances where we can borrow against restricted reserves into one part or the other and pay it back.
I think with councils borrowing entitlements, it's not like the traditional way where you're necessarily mortgaging assets. A lot of loans are outlaid to councils on what they're really mortgaging is your legislative ability to levy rate.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost your future rate income.
I'm not talking about light, I'm just talking about using money that's sitting there.
Yeah, I think you're raising the cash flow issue.
Yeah, the cash flow issue.
Yeah, but I think that is the issue, like the director's
getting
about having the resources to spend it quicker.
Yeah, not fair enough. Not at all, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I have a mover and a seconder. Any further questions? I'll put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 9, order the General's report to Parliament and recognition of RFS asset. Recommendation that the information be noted. I have a mover. Councillor Day, seconder. Councillor Rockliffe, sorry, Councillor Marston. Oh, I'm a little bit sleepy. Right. Did you want to comment on that, Mr. General Manager?
Only to say, Mr. Mayor, I thought it was worth tabling for your information because it's just an indication where that the Audit Office of New South Wales is seeking to escalate the matter by, you know, recommending that the government, i.e. the Office of Local Government, should be intervening to somehow
mandate,
you know, be forcing councils to comply. But Local Government New South Wales, that representative body, is continuing to, you know, respond on our behalf and continue to advocate for our position. So it remains unresolved, but the Audit Office is obviously trying to escalate it.
Thank you. I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye. Against? Carried. Item 10, IPART review of...
Excuse me.
Rate peg methodology. A recommendation that the information be noted. Move.
I move.
Walker, Councillor Walker, Councillor Hunter. There should be noted here that most of the recommendations from the IPART actually came from RERON. So they were, I think most of our recommendations were adopted, weren't they?
Yeah, I think they've sought RERON's feedback a fair bit during the review.
Yeah. So that's it's a bit of a feather in the cap there. So
very, very good joint organisation it is.
Thank you. That's
right. All right, I'll put that. Do we have a move? Can I put that then? All those in favour say aye. Against, carried. Item 11, delivery program 2022 to 2025 progress report. Recommendation is the report on the progress of the 2022 to 2025 delivery program for the period 1 January to 30 June 2023 be received and noted. Sure you all read it. I hope you all read it. Somebody might have moved that read it. Councillor Rockwood, seconded Councillor Hunter. Thank you. I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Again, carried. Item 12, Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference. Recommendation that Council appoint the Mayor as a voting delegate at the 2023 Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference and to nominate one other councillor to attend the annual conference together with the Mayor and the General Manager. Do I have a mover? Councillor Driscoll, Councillor Marston. We don't have to nominate those now, but it's just thing. Any questions, comments? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 13, fees and charges. Recommendation is that Council 1 incorporate in its adopted fees and charges for 2023-24 the amended fees and charges applying to companion animals as set out in this report and in the OLG Circular 23-06. To amend the Caravan Park weekly cabin fee to $510 for 2023-24. 3, sets the existing charge for trade waste treatment charge, TWTC, at $3 per kilolitre for 23-24. 4, sets a new charge for septic tank waste disposal, effluent only, discharge fee based on total capacity kiloliter of tanker truck, or approved discharge metered volume at $3 per kiloliter for 23-24. Have a mover. Councillor Marsden, Councillor Walker, questions?
Yep.
Councillor Hunter.
On the caravan park, the change in the weekly rates, what's the occupancy, like just increasing that? Is that going to deter some people from using these facilities there?
Who wants to answer that question?
This is on behalf of, we would appoint a new manager.
I say that came, did that come from
the new managers?
New managers.
And it's on a chair.
Sorry, Mr. Director, I was looking the wrong way.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. I think it would be hard to say about the occupancy. Are you asking if this will affect the occupancy rate?
Well, what is the current occupancy rate for the year? Do we have that as a figure offhand?
I don't have to take that one. I don't have the figure offhand.
So we'd say $510 is 7 nights, is it? Or a week, which is which is pretty reasonable if you go to caravan parks, I can tell you.
Not necessarily. Recently been afforded to go into one of those there at the Lockhart.
Yeah.
Resting really. They're a bit small and cold. Yeah.
Right.
I didn't stay there. I just had a look in.
Councillor Day.
Curiosity. But we're here that the managers request the weekly, the daily rate, 5-6 days, and they get 1 night free. They,
you know,
go there 6 days, so they...
All right.
There's a bit of a divvy there.
Okay. Anyway, it's there. We can either vote for it or vote against it. I'll put it then. All those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against. Carried. Questions and statements. Are we all on board to? Is starting on my left tonight is Councillor Marsden.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've just got one thing for the Director of Engineering. Behind the bowling club at the Rock, so the telegraph pole, and near there is a hole in the ground which is covered by grass. I've asked the bowling green if they could take any fuel to fill it up. But if your groundspeople could check that, because people have fallen in that hole and been a good fire, it may cause some injury behind the bowling, behind Wilson Street and next to the telegraph pole, straight behind them.
That's in Wilson Street.
Yeah.
Right.
People have fallen into it already.
What time we left? All right. Sorry. Any other questions?
No,
Day.
December the 3rd is the International Day for People with Disability. December the 5th is called International Volunteer Day. Would it be possible for Shire Council to incorporate the International Volunteer Day and welcome new members to the community on the same day? To give the new community members an opportunity to meet volunteers from a range of organisations, volunteers recognised for and opportunities and skills, I suppose. And it's also an opportunity to highlight the organisations such as Lockhart Museum or at the Rock to ensure that we offer tourism service to all our visitors by encouraging the volunteers in that area.
What date was that again?
The fifth
of September.
December.
Didn't we always used to have a volunteers barbecue or something day once?
I think we used to have it around May, which was when we have a volunteer day was, but it ended up, I think seasonally, it was probably the wrong time of year to attract a lot of participants.
We need to encourage the new members of the community there as well. So people they get to meet and they maybe get a little package or something.
Can we take that on board and have a look at that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, Councillor Driscoll.
Okay, I have a little bit. Firstly, what is our budget for concept plan? It's $20,000 for the 12-month financial year.
Yeah, we do have a allocation for grant application preparedness, I think you call it, yeah, which is a similar thing. Okay, it might be 40,000 according to the record.
That's even better. So what I'd like to propose that we put or we start concept planning for Gore Hill, for Government Dam at the Rock, and confer with Councillor Walker around the Rock Golf Club, around that irrigation of that. So that we have those plans in place, we've had community consultation, we have concept plan drawn up, so it's to the stage where it's shovel ready. So those three. The next one, I'd like to compliment the compliance officer. She's very happy to get around and meet. Puts my dog under the shed, everybody get that. So he's, I think he does a great job.
Wait for fine, did he?
Two other things really quickly. The Rocky Run Creek Footy Netball Club are having a mental health round on the 12th of August, where we're raising funds for Black Dog, the Black Dog Institute. It's been something that's, again, with our Remembrance Garden and Reflection Garden, it's something in our community that we're trying to make, build awareness around. And the last thing, Riverina Water are sending me to, or have allowed me to attend, the Murrumbidgee Darling Basin National Conference in September, between the 25th and 29th of September.
Can I just make one comment for you, Mr. Mayor, just in relation to the concept plan? I know when the Tito invited quotes for Wilcock Creek Master Plan, he at that time he saw quotes for the Gore Hill Master Plan. And I think, from my recollection, you know, the amount of money we've got in the budget probably wouldn't cover that, let alone two or three altogether. So I just sort of alluded you to that. So I don't know whether it's something that might need to be prioritised, because, you know, there's no way the budget allocation would do any particular one, let alone all three.
Could we have some discussion with the Tito then to see which might be the most beneficial for the diet and go that way rather than just be demanding something? That'd be great, thank you.
Councillor Hunter.
No. Right, I'm good. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
The two things, I'd just like to thank the Director of Engineering for the cement path around the toilet at the showground. Very nice. Very nice job and timely, so thank you very much. And the only other thing, I just noticed the sign, the rock entrance sign for the Mangapai Road is really, is like, how long we passed that the other day in the picture.
Yes, really, Mr. Mayor, I have been notified by another councillor that was the case, and the staff will be going back out to attend and fix the site.
Yes, thank you.
Councillor Rockley.
Yes. Just on the lock-up museum, with the entrance, we had any further advance with that. I noticed when it rained, it also cools it badly. It actually covers that so-called rim that we have there. Like the water can't get down underneath, and especially if there's a bit of debris, like leaves and that go along, it actually covers that plate underneath, so the water actually doesn't get away. I was wondering how we moved along with that at all.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that wasn't one of the issues that the museum had raised in
there. No, no, but it was talked about to me.
Okay.
Like they
had heard of that.
Yeah. Well, I just thought within going with the, what they've asked for, it would be a timely thing to look at.
I'll include that in the investigation.
I just got a couple of issues. One, I don't know whether they've got up there, but the between the Lockhart branch line and the main line, there's some real, on the Yurong Creek Street, Yurong Street, there's some fairly big potholes developing there. I'm just wondering whether we might have been, next time the jet passes around that that area. And just a reminder to councillors that this Thursday we have a three citizenship ceremonies here at 2:30. So if anyone is available and would like to attend, more than welcome. And so that just a subtle reminder of that. Mr. General Manager, anything else you wanted to remind?
I did have one thing I was going to raise, Mr. Mayor. I meant to mention, talk about it in the workshop, but of course we sort of ran out of time speaking about LRCI Phase 4. But I just wanted to draw attention to another grant program called Growing Regions. It's not like LRCI and Stronger Country Communities where they give the local government area a set allocation for us to distribute. It's more the old-fashioned competitive application where you, if you want to apply, you compete with everybody else. But what's unique about this one is it's really, really big amounts. You know, the grants range from $500,000 to $15 million for a project. I suppose for once we've got a program which, you know, if we wanted to, we could target for something like the CBD master, which we've never been able to do anything with because it's just been too big to fit into any of these other run-of-the-mill grant programs. And the way it works is it's a two-stage process. First of all, you put in an expression of interest, and then if you get if you pass that test, you get invited to submit a full application, a much more detailed application. If you're really well, that's it. You can't go any further. The EOIs close on the 1st of August, but if you get invited to put in a full application, you have until December. So in discussing it with the Director of Engineering, because of the sort of scale this is of projects this is aimed at, you know, it was the CBD master plan that crossed our mind. You know, extending the sewer to South Lockhart was another one. It's that scale of project that this might lend itself to. But, you know, we didn't want to go ahead and put in an EOI without, you know, council's knowledge or blessing. And obviously, with the EOI, we wouldn't be going past the point of no return. All we'd do is, if we were successful, is get invited to put in the full application. But also with this, it's a co-contribution would be required, and we would be eligible for up to 70% of the project cost. We would have to find the other 30%.
Sorry, just that was a co-contribution?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Is this a community thing, or is this a...
Australian government one, and so in terms of who's eligible to apply... minimum grant is $500,000, maximum is $15 million, and different councils are in different categories. So some councils are only eligible for 50% funding. We're eligible for 70% funding.
Does councils? It's not private enterprise.
So you have to be eligible. You must be a not-for-profit organisation with a current Australian Charities or Not-for-Profit Commission's registration, or a local government body, have an ABN, etc. So other not-for-profits could. But as I say, it's aimed at, it seems to be aimed at really large-scale projects. And I think if you go past the EOI process and get invited to put in a full application, I think that full application involves cost-benefit analysis, and it's quite detailed. It's really got to stack up.
So, just clarification again, if a not-for-profit went to opportunity to contest this, we would be 70-30 as well?
That's a good question. I was looking at it more from a local government body's perspective when I was reading these. I'll probably have to just have a closer look at that, Councillor Driscoll.
just for the director of engineering, like doing that. Would our sewerage upgrade come under that or not?
Through Mr. Mayor, yes. The general manager mentioned the extension. Oh, the treatment plant.
Yep. Treatment plant.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we didn't have enough money in the sewerage fund to keep the 30 in.
I think the treatment plant, sorry, because it's a growing region, whereas it's the replacement of our asset, I don't believe it would score as highly as, say, the extension of the sewer, because that's encouraging more development.
Yeah,
the main street is encouraging more development. In terms of our treatment plant, the capacity is there for the population. It's just that the asset is failing itself. So I don't think we could put it up, but I don't think it would score as highly as the other two projects the general manager and I talked to go
for funding.
Correct, and there are other funding bodies that
the
treatment plant.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
This one that I'm mentioning is a new one, so you know, we haven't come across it before. To get back to the question about not for profit, what are eligible, they have to be able to deliver the project, got to be in a position to commence no later than 15 May 2024, and you have to own the land and infrastructure which has been, you know, upgraded or whatever you're doing, or at least have the landowner's permission or the owner's permission.
Okay, so you have the landowner's permission.
Yeah, or the owner of the infrastructure, depending on what your application is about.
Can you send that to me?
Sure.
Thank you.
How much was the total pool?
Total pool is $300 million. That's round one, and I think actually it's $600 million, but in two rounds. So round one is $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Australian wide, because it's Australian government.
Well, Australian wide.
But you're
right. I'm thinking good.
500 LGA.
Big pool.
That'll be competitive.
Yeah, that's right. Be careful there going for the 15.
I suppose the initial question is, because EOI is closed before the next council meeting, whether you're comfortable enough putting in an EOI, bearing in mind it doesn't actually get us past the point in our return in terms of the full application.
Everyone in favour of us? I think our key priority at this stage was the main street that we did all that
Fantastic.
It would be
too
many.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Any other issues?
That's the only one I had, Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Mr. Director Corporate, do you have any issues you want to raise?
Oh, no, which is really, I just hope everybody's had a chance to have a look at our new council website, which I can certainly get up, just have a look at. And with the website, we're using this as the opportunity to, we will be launching a service we've subscribed to now is called Grant Guru. So we'll be doing, between the Teddo and myself, we'll be doing a rollout and to our community. It's as much for internal staff to use as it is for community groups. So if you're involved with a community group or you know any community group people, get them to subscribe to it, and you'll get updates on the particular grants that meet what you're looking to do. But we will, we'll have a rollout of that. So
you can even set up email alerts for particular types of them.
Mr. Director.
Nothing from me, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Sorry, Councillor Mark.
Just to ask you, to get into the previous Lockhart Council website, it comes up, you know, you're not allowed, whatever, on the front page. Is that going to be destroyed or whatever, that particular one, so people don't go, if they don't get to this one?
The old one, maybe it's
just... It is. You haven't got access to... We have got the answer to there. I think people might be confused.
I'd be interested to see what the web address they're using. If you could send that to me. Because we were aware that...
I think I just use Lockhart Shire Council.
It shouldn't be accessible.
I'll go with that.
This comes up with page can't be found.
Yeah, that's right, page can't be found. You can see that's what comes up. And then
you just search Google search Lockhart Shire Council.
And
go onto the page.
That's what comes up. Page can't be found.
Where do we get our login on that page when you eventually get it out?
If we haven't got that. Thank you for mentioning that, Councillor Wellman. So with the access to council document, we're probably looking at another platform. Facilitate that probably through SharePoint, which is a OneDrive. So do a cloud-based solution, it's not really linked to our website. In the interim, we will be emailing out the council document attachments or as ever did as a link.
Thank you. Any further business? No further business, I'll declare the meeting closed at 6:30.